It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we've got Lynn Peterson with us from the Prairie Arts Continuum. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
We appreciate you taking time out and coming in. Big show coming up.
It is. We're very excited about it.
I know my wife is extremely excited. This is her favorite show ever. So what is it?
Well, it's Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Some of the best music ever in this show.
It is. It has the music from ABBA, and everybody pretty much is familiar with ABBA.
Yeah, that's for sure. So when is the show?
The show is April 16th to the 19th.
Okay. And so I am guessing it's time for tryouts.
It is. Auditions are coming up in very soon.
Okay. There's a lot of people in this show.
There is. We have room for a big, wide cast.
And it really is, there's no limit, really. The wedding, you can have 200 people there.
We could, yes.
So what kind of parts are you looking at? I guess first, before we get into it, let's talk a little bit about the show, because there are people that aren't familiar with it.
There probably are, yes. The show features the music of ABBA. They were very popular in the 70s. And in the 90s, they made it into a Broadway musical. And it was the two gentlemen who wrote the music were on board and helped put the story together and helped rearrange the music, so it's good for that. It tells the story of Donna, who runs a resort on an island, and her daughter Sophie is going to get married. But Sophie does not know who her father is, but she has found her mother's diary and found out she has three potential fathers, so she invited them all to the wedding.
Was this, it really was, the show was based around the music, is that right? Did it start with the songs and then develop the story?
Yes, it did. Which
is very unique, isn't it?
Well, a lot of the jukebox musicals do that. Some take a story from somewhere else, but they say that this one they came up with on their own to build around the music.
Well, it's incredible how good the music fits with the story. And it's a fun, very entertaining show.
It is. And they made it into a movie with Meryl Streep some years ago. And so that has boosted the popularity of it.
Definitely. Okay, so it's a big cast. What type of characters, what are we looking for, maybe age-wise?
Well, we are open to anybody 12 or older. We need a lot of ensemble people. We need resort guests. We need wedding guests. We need staff that work there. We need islanders. The main cast is Donna and her two buddies that she grew up, or they were together in their 20s, and they had a music group. So they're coming for the wedding, so we need three middle-ish age ladies, and then we need three potential fathers.
Okay.
And, of course, there's Sophie, the bride-to-be, with her two friends, and her fiancé, Sky, and a couple of gentlemen that are his friends that work at the resort also.
So it's strong cast. This is one that if you've been in shows before, definitely you're going to need to try out. You're also looking for new people.
Oh, most definitely. We're really looking to, hoping that this entices newer people to come out, people that just like to sing. Maybe they haven't been on stage. A lot of the people that we do work with haven't been on stage before, but they've showed up for a show and they've just enjoyed it so much that they've come back year after year.
Well, and Wyndham is very fortunate to have PAC here to put these shows on every year. It's a lot of work.
It is, but it's very rewarding.
Are you directing this?
I am directing it. Yes, I am.
So you get a lot of work.
Oh, I do, but I enjoy it. This is my passion. This is what I do. My job is just to make money.
So we haven't talked about when tryouts are.
Auditions are January 26th and 27th.
Okay.
And they're at the Bark. And they're from 6:30 to 8:30. And you can show up any time between 6:30 and 8:30. You do not have to show up right on time at 6:30. Just any time in there. And then we will teach you a song and have you sing it. If you're looking to get one of the leading roles, we'll have you do some reading from the script. And if we need to see you again, we'll do some callbacks on Thursday of that week if we need to see anybody again.
So is that Monday, Tuesday?
That is Monday, Tuesday, okay. Yes. Okay.
And you don't have to do anything before that except show up.
That is correct. You don't have to do anything. If you would like to see what the readings are or fill out your audition form in advance, you can contact me or anybody from PAC, and we will help you do that if it would make you feel better to be more prepared.
Very good. Okay, so what else do we need to tell people?
Well, if you come to auditions, be sure you have a list of all your conflicts between the beginning of February and the show, so that we know when it helps us with the scheduling, to know when you're available. We arrange our rehearsals that way so that we know if you're going to be gone on certain days, we rehearse the scenes that you're not in.
Okay, so that's one more thing for you to be doing, but you do work with the performers because everybody is busy.
It is, and this is community theater, and we want to be accessible to the community. So you don't need experience, you don't need to make every rehearsal, but we do need to know when you can and cannot make it.
So as a starting point, typically, how much and when do you rehearse?
We rehearse Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays for several weeks. That's the basic structure. We start a little before 7 in the evening and go for 2 or 3 hours, depending on what we're doing and who we need for how long. And as it gets closer, we do throw in some more days. And depending on how it goes and how the weather is,
yes.
That's always the unknown is
right.
What the weather is.
Well, winter in Minnesota, I don't know that you can say it's unknown, but unexpected sometimes,
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Okay, so one more time, winter tryouts.
January 26th and 27th. It's Monday and Tuesday at the Bark from 6:30 to 8:30.
And you just go into the auditorium?
We will be in the library. There'll be a table set up in the hall with people that will help you fill everything out that we need and get your information, maybe take a picture of you if we're not familiar with you. And that is all you need to do.
And that is one other thing that we haven't mentioned. It's a very tight-knit group by the time the show is done. And if you've never been in a show before, it's a great way to meet other people in the community and to make some very close friends.
Oh, absolutely. That is one of the things we've found over the years. A lot of the people that show up are people that are new to town, and they're looking to get to know people, and it really works out well for them. It works out well for us. And you don't have to be super talented. We will work with you. If you're just like to stand in the background and don't really do a whole lot, we can work with that. Just let us know what you're interested in.
And I'm guessing even if you don't want to be an actor, there's ways you can help.
Absolutely. We need a lot of people to help behind the scenes. We need people to help with our building our sets and painting our sets and finding our props and ushers. ushering is a good way to help us out. We need a lot of ushers for every show. And if you usher, you get to see the show for free.
Aha! A little extra incentive there.
Absolutely.
All right. One more time. The show is when?
The show is April 16th to the 19th.
Okay. And auditions are?
January 26th and 27th.
Very good. It's Mamma Mia. This is going to be a good one.
Absolutely.
If you've been waiting for the right show to get involved, this is it.
It is. We've been looking forward to it.
All right. Lynn, anything else we need to add today?
I think that pretty much sums it up.
We really appreciate you coming in today.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Mamma Mia, coming to Wyndham. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.